It was, it wasn't pretty for us. We didn't play very well. I didn't think in terms of our football. We wasn't great in possession. We gave the ball away a hell of a lot, but we defended very well. I thought they were going to get the equaliser towards the end of the first half, and just felt I needed to change the shape. It's the first time I've really gone back to the three centre halves, and it's very hard to get through. Teams have done it to us, and we find it very hard to break through that barrier. And it worked for us today.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about getting off to what a fantastic start. This man's popping up with some good goals, isn't he? That was a lovely, sweet strike. Now, what did that, when you score that early, what can it do for you?
Well, it should give you a platform to build on in the game. I thought 10 minutes after that it did, but they gradually got themselves into the game, had a few little half chances, and had more possession than us. And we couldn't really build on it as much as I'd like to have done. But what it does, it gives you that 1-0 lead, and that's important, I think, in any game, that first goal in the past has been very important. And today we were able to defend it and hang on to it.
Nice goal. Nice finish.
Yeah, no, it was a great strike. He's got an habit of, a real knack of coming inside and whipping those in the bottom corner. And, he's our highest goal scorer from midfield, and he's invaluable for us at the moment.
You talked about when you went in at half-time then. Was that in your mind? You've gone 1-0 up, because just before half-time you've seen Brad Inman go like a greyhound with a terrific bit of play that really could have produced a second goal, and then you had to make a big call then, didn't you, when you seen him, what he'd done?
Well, we had a few moments like that, and I just felt we could catch him out on the counter-attack. And, with the pace of Ryan, the pace of Brad, it was a great opportunity. He slid it inside, lovely. I think Ryan, instead of cutting back, he should have taken it with him. And hit it with his right foot, but wasn't to be. It was a hard decision. I spoke to Brad about that. It was a tactical decision, and he was one of the unfortunate one today. He was one of the unfortunate three up front that to take one of them off to enable us to get the extra height and the extra defender on.
Big calls. You have to make those big calls. Today was the one when you thought the timer was right then.
Yeah, it was an untidy victory, and sometimes that's what you've got to grind out in this league. It can't be pretty. That's what I've said to the boys, you can't be pretty all the time. We're trying to play attractive football. We didn't today, and we got the result. So we played a lot better than that in all the other games. Even the Port Vale game, we had better spells of possession than that. But today, it was all about nitty-gritty, grinding it, winning the battles, winning the blocks, getting it clear, and then trying to do a little bit more the other end. But like I say, I thought the defending was immaculate today.
I'll talk a bit more about the defending in a moment with Guthrie and Ray, who were back in the end. Haber on as well up the top. He gives you some height and strength, doesn't he? At least, he was an influence. He'd be disappointed, of course, he didn't make it a nice last 5 minutes for you, but you'd expect that. You don't have nice, easy 5 minutes when he gets on the end of the header. But you've got some aerial presence in there when you bring Guthrie, Ray and Haber on as substitutes.
It was something I thought about prior to the game, about changing the system to suit, because they had some big boys in their team with the three centre halves and Barnett up front, and I knew we'd have a difficult job of containing them from set plays, but I thought we did really well on the set plays. And then having the extra height on the pitch, Nuge came off with a sore groin. Obviously we would have liked him to have been on the pitch, but we couldn't play anymore, he couldn't run around anymore, so we had to make them defensive substitutions. And then obviously Marcus is an extra big one towards the last 15-20 minutes of the game, when it's important. They're going to throw things in the box, they're going to get corners and free kicks, and then you end up with the big giants in there for us, which in the end was able to contain their giants.